a fast-moving world and a noisy place. People don't seem to take the same amount of time to listen. They're not looking for ready-made answers, but it makes them feel wanted. It makes them feel cared for. It makes them feel that they are respected. Yes, and yet, to be a good listener is what people really need. Jesus spent his whole ministry listening carefully to the poor and to the sick and to the marginalized. And he taught his disciples to do the same. The one thing that people have repeatedly said about the late Queen was that she listened and she heard every word they said when they were introduced to her. In fact, they even said that she listened and spoke as though there were no one else in the room. Queen Mary, when giving some advice to the two young princesses, Elizabeth and Margaret, said this: "Listen to the voice of history in order to appreciate the present. Listen to the voice of history in order to appreciate the present." Perhaps our young, or even not so young, so-called activists and influencers who want to change the world the way they want it might learn a lesson in the art of listening carefully to the past. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, to thee we ascribe all might, majesty, dominion, and glory, henceforth, now, and forevermore. Amen. Amen. The Nicene Creed on page 205. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And our intercessions, let us pray.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, loving God, we give thanks for the fellowship of the Church, for all who have taught us the faith. We pray for teachers and preachers. We ask your blessing upon all Sunday schools, study groups, and those who are learning to pray. We remember all who are seeking to grow in love of you and in faith. renew the life of this, our diocese of Down and Dromore, and in the diocesan cycle of prayer, we pray for the parish of Ballybean, its rector, Jim Cheshire, and curate, Noel Gordon, and the whole life and work of that parish. Bless David, our bishop, John, our rector, Ken and Walter, our assistant priests, and Karen, our diocesan lay reader, and build us up in faith and love. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, look with favour on the world you have made. Guide the nations in the ways of justice and peace, and bless Charles, our king, and all in authority. Almighty God, the fountain of all goodness, we humbly pray that you would look upon your servant, King Charles. Endue him with your Holy Spirit, enrich him with your heavenly grace, prosper him with all happiness, and bring him into your everlasting kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our governor, whose glory is in all the world, we commend to your merciful care the people and government of Ukraine, that being guided by your providence, they may dwell secure in your peace. Grant to their leaders and all in authority wisdom and strength to know and to do your will. Fill them with the love of truth and righteousness, and make them ever mindful of their calling to serve their people. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, comfort and sustain the communities in which we live and work. Help us to love our neighbours as ourselves. Enable us to serve our families and friends and to love one another as you love us. Loving and forgiving Lord, may our homes reflect your love. Forgive our petty divisions and jealousies, our quarrelling and our anger. Lord, through our homes and loved ones, teach us forgiveness, tolerance, and compassion. May our homes and our community be seen as caring and loving. And in our prayers, we particularly think of the Joss family upon the death of Tom, and the McConkie family upon the death of Mervyn. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, relieve and protect those who are sick or suffering. Be with those who have any special need. We give thanks for all who share in healing and the restoring of well-being to all who suffer. We remember all who are in pain or distress at this time. We ask your blessing upon all who are separated from loved ones through illness or disability, and all who can no longer cope on their own. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, bind us together with your Holy Spirit, in communion with all your people, and those who, having confessed the faith, have died in the peace of Christ, that we may entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all your saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom. Amen.
We do not presume to come to this, your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. We stand for the peace. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another." So may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
We greet those around us.
Thank you.
Christ, our risen High Priest, make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate
the feast. The Lord.
It is right to give you thanks and praise. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for you. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ, your Son, commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great High Priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him,